Hi, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk. So, I was trained as a clinical psychologist and I specialized in the area of disability, of which neurodiversity is a subsection. I did that after my studies in psychology. And when my children were born, my last child was actually on the spectrum, so that provided me with an interesting double, both lifetime experience, which we sometimes call lived experience, my professional knowledge, and I got to say, in many cases, my son taught me a lot more about neurodiversity than any books or articles, because you have to go through it and you have to parent the child, and also, make sure that your child gets the best opportunity in life, which became my passion. It often happens that because people don't get the right empowering information, they often get the information from a system which can be deficit-based. So what do we mean by this? If you go to a doctor when you get a diagnosis, it can be at birth, it can be later, it can be as a result of your concern, the medical profession often talks to you about what your child can't do. It's so frequent to hear parents say, "I was told my child will never walk, my child will never talk," and then in the end, it is not a good enough approach in in my opinion. It's a lot of people saying now that we need to move away from the deficit-based approach, because in actual fact, none of us can predict the future. As a professional, we might know that 5% or 25% or 75% of the children with this condition don't do X, Y, Z. However, we can't say which part of the percent your child is. Therefore, to give a lot of bad news to parents whose world is turned upside down, it shouldn't be the first impression, the first reaction, the first opinion, professional opinion that a parent gets. So I had an interview with a mom whose child has a rare condition, and she said that her pediatrician called her in and said, "You are going to be discovering and showing the world what your child can do." And, at the age of a few weeks. And she said that those words followed her and empowered her for the rest of her child's schooling. So why not give a message like this? Yes.
And I guess an example of that is your son, Yanov, discovered painting. Is that correct?
Yeah, so when he was 16, we went to a parent evening at school, and normally these parents evening were not happy times for my husband and I, because we went from class to class and it was all about what he can't do and what all issues and challenges. And then we get to the art class, and there is a group of people in the corner, like all looking at something. And I said, "Oh, what's happening here?" And the teacher said, "You don't know? They're all looking at your son's art at Yaniv." And I'm like, my husband and I literally fell off our chairs, because, well, I'm a psychologist, my husband is a farmer. We don't have any connection to the art world. And yet, he was developing this at school with this wonderful art teacher, Gillian Ingham. She gave him so much, support to develop his talent. But we didn't know it was happening. So it was a very big, good big surprise for us. And that happens when he was 16. That year, I happened to come across an ad for the National Contemporary Art Award and for the Wallace Art Award, and it said, "Please, send your art to this and that." And in my ignorance, I said to him, "Hey, why don't you send something?" Because had I known back then how important these art awards were, I probably would have never thought about it. But that year, at the age of 16, he was a finalist for both art awards. So, yeah, that's how his career started, very, very fast.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And so during our week here at the library, we will be having the Colour Me Happy workshops. How have they come about and what can we expect in those?
Yeah, so Yaniv uses a palette that is very bright, and people say that when they look at his paintings, they make them feel happy. So that was one of, you know, that was one starting point. The second point was that he represented New Zealand at the United Nations, the year 2017, I think. And he was invited by Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade to have a solo exhibition at the United Nations for the week of the meetings for the rights of the people with disability, which is a set date on the calendar. So off we all went to New York for a week, and it was absolutely amazing. And the New Zealand ambassador to the United Nations said, to invited us to his home and invited him and said that, you know, he was so happy to have such a talented artist at he said normally other delegations brag about their talent, and he said, now I can brag about about our New Zealand art, but also the fact that Yaniv is on the spectrum and that he has such an important such important messages about environmental and social sustainability. So the art was exhibited, and then Minister of Art and Culture, the Honorable Carmel Cepeloni, was there also at the opening, as well as Paula Tesoriero, who is now the general manager of the new Minister for Disabilities, the Faikaha Ministry. Everyone was saying, look, you know, this hasn't been exhibited in New Zealand yet. This we would like to bring the exhibition back in New Zealand. And so when some of this work was exhibited, people were so engaging in the exhibition that Yaniv had the idea to develop a resource to go with it to help people find out about their ideas about how to create more well-being for themselves. And so he created two resource books. The one that we're talking about now is Colour Me Happy. Mm-hmm. So Colour Me Happy has five chapters. It is based on the very strong body of evidence on a theory developed by Dr. Martin Seligman in the beginning of the century. Mm-hmm. And that there's a number of theories that have been developed about well-being, which try to establish well-being as a science. So there's a number of areas that we know that can be researched separately and together about increasing our well-being. So the five chapters, belong to the acronym PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. So it's called the PERMA theory of well-being. P for positive emotions, E for engagement, what engages us in life, what gives us flow and the experience of being involved in something that we really, truly like, and we sometimes lose track of time. The R is for relationships, because we are very dependent on people's relation, the relationship that we have with each other, mm-hmm. and that we can develop them further to feel more well-being. The M is for meaning or purpose. So my purpose in life, so I can say my purpose in life is to talk to other parents who have children with a range of abilities, to share my experience with them, but also to show them that there's many ways that they can help their children develop their strengths. And finally, the A of PERMA is achievement, which is to do with the goals that we have in life, setting goals and achieving goals and being on a journey of becoming a better self. So that the workshop, Colour Me Happy, has a focus on these five themes. And then there's going to be another event. It's going to be a talk that I will give to parents. So I'm very, very excited to meet other parents to share experiences. Research has shown that parents learn best from each other, and so it's really important to form support networks and develop them, and that we can help each other in our quest Because each quest is very individual. You know, what are your child's strengths and talents, and how can you help your child bring them about and develop them? So that's a topic that gets me up, I spring out of bed every morning and think about all day long. So, yeah, well, I have an organization that does these workshops also through Zoom. So we, you know, happily, we've already done this with more than 1,000 parents in 4 countries now. My son used to love going, or still goes to the Hamilton Library. In fact, he lives very close by to that library now. He lives on his own independently, which is one of the parents' greatest wishes, that the child will be live independent and will contribute to society. So one of these early memories was going to the Central Library in Hamilton, climbing to the top floor, and he had his table there, and he could spend hours in the library there. And that was so lovely because he also developed a relationship with the librarians. They knew who he was. He's been publishing quite a number of books, so whenever a new book was published, he used to show it to them. They often used to purchase it for the library, but they had these discussions about what you know, what brings about his art. And he told me specifically he liked that particular table because it had the best view, because it was on the top floor, and it's created a lot of well-being and happy memories for him. It's you know, it's important to find one's happy place. Not everyone is conscious of it. You know, what is a place that you like to sit that makes you happy? But there is such a, you know, depends on the personality, but there is such a thing. And yeah, I got a shout out to the Hamilton Public Library, the one in Garden Place. That's the central one, and the wonderful, wonderful staff that are, you know, working hard every day to make people's experience meaningful. Yaniv is very excited at the thought of doing his workshop, Color Me Happy workshop, at your beautiful Turanga Library. And I'm also very much looking forward to talking to my meeting with parents. Please, if you hear this, do come. Let's talk. Let's see how we can get some new ideas about creating the progress you want for your child.